Hey, Heart Seekers, welcome to the Hearts Hello Show, where we believe that our hearts are the foundation of our well-being and happiness. I am your host, Kiana Talena. Well, in today's episode, you all, can I just say that I have been extremely emotional about the seasons changing and the transitions and how life is just kind of moving and not moving. You know, there are areas I can only speak for myself where I feel like that I should be just a little further along. And I often question, what have I missed? What turn did I not make? What should I have done differently? Could I have done anything differently? And if you're anything like me, that is the rabbit hole that I sometimes go down when I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. But I'm realizing that I'm going to have to wage war with myself. I'm going to have to wage war with the person that I used to be in order for me to move along in this journey called life. See, as we are entering into a new season, a physical season into spring, we're now able to see that our days are getting longer. You know, the flowers are beginning to bloom. We have the ability to be outside in this nice weather. And so things are just transitioning in this season, just from our environment. And I think that it's important that we realize that our lives also go through seasons. And so as I'm in this space and I'm just trying to figure out what's the next step, it also correlates with the season that I'm in. You know, when you're entering or leaving winter and entering into spring, there are some areas that have just been lying dormant just because of the season. It can't sustain being in the cold weather. And I look at my life and I'm trying to figure out what are those areas that have been lying dormant that are now ready to sprout? What are the seeds that I planted in another season that are getting ready to sprout? What do I need to shed light on? What do I need to begin to water? What are those things that I need to begin to cultivate because I'm entering in a new season, entering into a new season? And so I'm looking at my environment. You know, sometimes we'll hear people that say, you know, they kind of go through their spring cleaning and they're just trying to get things tidied up and begin to throw things out that they are no longer using. And I think that as we are kind of going through this transitional season, that we have to operate our lives as such. So when I say that I am waging war with myself, I'm waging war with the person that I used to be. I'm waging war with who I was in my last season. I'm waging war knowing that where I'm getting ready to go, this old version of me can't go. I'm waging war with my mindset. I'm waging war knowing that there is so much more ahead of me that sometimes there are going to be some things that just can't go. And that's okay. See, I'm in a space in my life where I'm okay with having to shed those things that no longer serve me. Although sometimes it may hurt, there are some things that you just have to be able to shift. It could be careers, relationships, whatever it may be, the way that you eat, the way that you work out, your health. There are some changes that need to take place. And so when we're talking about all of those dreams, hopes, and desires that we have, this version of ourselves right now, you have to try to think about what is it that I have right now that can go, meaning to move forward? And then what are those things that I need to shed and leave behind? See, most people fear what they have to let go in order to move forward. But can I tell you that the heavier you are, those things begin to weigh you down. When you're trying to hold on to everything that made this person of who you are in this season into your next season, you just can't take everything. You just can't take everyone. You can't even take the same mindset that you have right now into your next season. So if I can just be transparent with you all that where I am right now, I'm realizing that everything can't go. This version of me where I feel like I am stuck and I feel like I'm just kind of spinning my wheels and I'm feeling like I can see what it is that I'm supposed to be able to reach, but it seems so far away. And although I'm chipping away at the things that I need to do, it still seems like there's still so much more that I need to do. But I had to stop and realize that the reason that I'm feeling this way is because I've been playing small in this space. See, those goals and dreams and hopes that I have are going to cause me to have to come out of the shell that I am in right now. It's going to have to cause me to transform into a new version of myself. And can I just say that that's sometimes scary? It's scary that you have gotten so comfortable with who you are and you feel like you're in control of things. And yes, I say in control because most people don't move their feet because they're afraid that they're going to lose control of what they currently have. But can I just tell you that in order for you to get to where it is that you want to go, you're going to have to let it go. You can't control everything. You can't control every situation. You can't control your environment all the time. There are going to be bits and pieces of it that you can, but you have to realize, again, we're on this journey. And so that means that there are going to be more people on this journey as you continue to travel, and you can't control them. The only person that you can control is you. And so that's why it's so important that when we're talking about the heart's hello, is that you are so tapped in and that you are so in control of the only thing that you can control, which is you. You can control your mindset. You can control you shedding this version of yourself so that you can get to your next. So when I say that I'm waging war with this person that has been playing too small for too long. I'm waging war with this person that still is thinking that I'm not good enough. I'm waging war with my thoughts. I'm waging war with caring about the opinions of other people. I'm waging war on what other people are going to think as I step into this huge goal that I have. I'm waging war because I know that what God has for me is going to be so big because I serve a big God. But yet, it's still that nagging where you're like, well, if I get there, who's going to be supporting? What are people going to say? Can I just tell you that people are going to talk whether you get there or not? They're going to talk about where you are. They're going to talk about, meaning currently, they're going to talk about where you are getting ready to go. People are always going to have something to say. So why not give them something to talk about? See, I'm coming for my stop and go because it's causing me to stay in this box. And yes, I say it all the time, being able to tiptoe. And yes, there are some times in my life where I'm just tiptoeing through, just trying to make sure that I'm not stepping wrong. But what has that cost me? What has me not moving as fast as I know that I'm supposed to move cost me? See, most of the time we only look at, well, as long as I stay right where I am, I'm good. No. If you stay right where you are, that means you're stuck. So yes, I need you to begin to wage war with this version of you. I need you to get so unbothered by what other people are going to think about you moving in your purpose. Yes, it may look strange to other people, and so what? I know that we've been in school with people all of our lives, and we need to feel like people care about what it is that we do. And some of them do, and some of them don't. Some of them just want to watch and see if you're going to do the very things that you said that you're going to do and talk about you in the process. And that's okay. Because if people aren't talking about you, that means that you're not doing what you need to do. People can only talk about what they see. People can only talk about what they envy, what they wish that they were doing. So can I just push you a little bit as I'm pushing myself? Do it anyway. Do it knowing that you are afraid. Do it knowing that you're not even sure what may be on the other side. See, sometimes people get to this space where they realize that there have been things in their lives that just didn't work out. Seasons in their lives that they just don't want to relive. And so can I just tell you that sometimes bad seasons can make you blind to where it is that you need to go? Why? Because it constantly brings up the fact that you know that there was something that you were supposed to do, but you missed it. But that season is gone. We're never going to relive that season again. Yes, you still have the thoughts of it, but the season is gone. So when we're talking about being able to seize the moment, being able to be present in the moment, to be able to move forward in the season that we're in, we can only control this one. So we have to do the best that we can with what we have to continue to move. You know, we like to say that, you know, we're just hoping for the right doors to be able to open. Can I just be completely honest that I'm not looking for the right doors to be open? I'm looking for my God door to be open. That's the door that I need open in my life. That's the door that I need open in my relationships. That's the door that I need open in my career. That's the door that I need open to do what it is that I have been called to do, walking in my purpose. So I'm looking for the God door. The God door is going to be that right door. I'm not looking for, you know, the imposter version of. I've seen enough of that. So I am waging war. I am waging war for what I know that I want and I know that I deserve. And I'm hoping that you are also, because you have to be able to tap into your heart center, because your eyes of your heart are what give you your vision. I'll say that again. The eyes of your heart give you your vision, which help you to see your tomorrow. See, your physical eye is only going to get you but so far. Your vision is when you are tapped into your heart center to be able to see something that has yet to come to fruition. Because you're believing that it's going to take place. Your faith is telling you that this is what's going to take place. So sometimes when they say, hey, close your eyes and envision, you're tapping into your heart center. So I need us to, as we are waging war, to tap into our heart center and see what it is that we are supposed to be doing, not what our physical eye can see. Our physical eye does not need faith because we can see it. But when we're envisioning that thing, when we have closed our eyes and we know what it is that we are supposed to be doing, that's where I need your mindset. That's where I need your focus. So every time that you may find yourself veering off to the left or off to the right or just sitting still, I need you to be able to tap into that vision that you had. Tap into that heart center. Because it's going to help you to see tomorrow. So I'm hoping that you all are really hearing my heart, hearing that now is the time. We cannot keep saying that, oh, next season. No. Do what you need to do in this season to prepare you for where it is that you are getting ready to go. Because what we do know is that it is not promised. We have to make sure that we are doing everything possible to propel forward, to be the best version that we can be, to be able to move by faith, to be able to see with faith, to be able to believe, to be able to go through those doors, those God doors that have been opened for us, not just any door. We can't keep settling for any door. You're going to have to ask for wisdom and discernment because you're going to need it where you're getting ready to go. You're going to need to have to know what you know and be comfortable in standing, as they're saying now, to be able to stand on business. But I don't stand on business. I stand on God's word. And God's word is tried and true. So I'm hoping that you all have been stirred up a bit because I know that I have. I know that I have been feeling like I don't know what this season is getting ready to do. I know what I want for it to do. I know what I am looking to get out of it. But I also realize that in order for me to get out of what is in this season, I'm going to have to get out of my own way. I'm going to have to show up in a big way. I'm going to have to not care about what others think. I'm going to have to be so unbothered and so laser focused on where God is pushing me to that I am going to be okay with where it is that He has for me to go. And be obedient when He tells me to move my feet. So I'm hoping that you all aren't holding on to the old version of you because that version of you can't go where you're going. You need a new set of eyes, meaning your spiritual eyes. You need to be able to envision what it is that you want and stand firm on it. And know that whatever it is that you seek, you will begin to find. Whatever it is that you open your mouth to say that you want will begin to show up in your life. And that means both negative and positive. So be mindful of your words. Be laser focused in this season because your season is now. Your go time is now. Your time to move forward is now. And so I'm hoping that you all are stirred up. I'm hoping that you hear my heart. I'm hoping that you are ready to walk through the doors that God opens for you. Because yes, your name is already being mentioned in rooms that you have yet to step foot in. People are mentioning your name that you don't even know. But it's going to first take for you to be able to wage war with this version of yourself so that you can get to where it is that you want to go. So I just want to thank you for joining me for another adventure of the Hearts Hello Show, where together we embrace vulnerability, learn from each other, and spread love one heartfelt hello at a time.